Kinyan Yer Aleph of the Memches Dvarim Shatered Nikkens Bohem is Dibuk Chaverim. Let's start from a global perspective before we discuss how it applies to Limud HaTorah. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Perek Yerches Pasuk Aleph, L'tayva Yevakesh Nifrod B'chol Tushiyah Yiskala. And Rabbeinu Yonah Shar Yitshuva and Shar Aleph, Oislam Aleph says, someone who wants to go after his Taivis and his Ritzonis will be Nifrad Mikol Chaver Va'amis, will be separated from any friend, any friendship. Ki yurchaku mimenu oyev ereya, friends will stay away from him. Why? Ki taivas b'nei adam umidaysam chalukais. A person's wants and his ritzonis are different. Everybody has different wants, and everybody wants and needs different things. In ritzonis shel zeh, ki ritzonis shel zeh. However, a person who goes b'derech haseichel, oz yischabru lo yachaverim, yu oyev av rabim. Eitz a toiva. A person wants to have friends, toned down on his ritzonis, toned down on his taivas. And he continues and says, L'taiva yevakesh nifrod. Who's a nifrod? Who's a loner? Who's a person who doesn't have friends? Someone who's a taiva yevakesh. Because he's always looking to go after his wants and his needs and doesn't see what his friends need, so they can't have a meeting of the minds. He's not going to have friends. We see how terrible it is not to have the chavrusa, not to have the dibuk chaverim. And that happens when a person is focused on his needs and his wants a lot more than his friends. The Gemara of Basra, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph says, Oy chavro ke chavri di Iyov, oy misusa. Either have friends like the friends of Iyov, or misusa, death. And Rashi says, Im ein la'odam oyavim, noyach le'shiyamos. A person who doesn't have friends, it's better that he should die. Now how do you see from Iyov that if he wouldn't have had friends, it would have been better for him to die? So Matasio Salman in Matnas Chaim says over in the name of Yitzchak Isaac Sher, the Sheshiva and Slabatka, that the Satan had Rishos to cause Iyov and give him all the Yisurim that exist in the world. He shouldn't have any bit of Hana. So why did he leave him his three friends, which really caused him and gave him a lot of Nechama from all his grief and gave him a lot of Hana? Because the Satan only had Rishos to give him Yisurim, but not to cause him Misa. Like the Pasuk says, Aches Nafshay Shamar. If Iyov would have lost his friends, that would have been an Ibur HaNefesh. That would have been Misa. And that the Satan didn't have Rishos. Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. Without a friend, there's Misa. Now let's move on to how this applies to Limud HaTorah. This applies on many levels, but the Gemara in Tainis Tav Zayin Amar Aleph says, brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Barzil B'Barzil Yachad. Just like two pieces of steel are used, one to sharpen the other, chaverim also, two talmidei chachamim, they should each use each other to sharpen their minds and how they understand the Torah and come out with true halacha. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, lama nimshalu tiver Torah ke'esh, and amar, haloi kaidvarai ke'esh, no'om Hashem, loy malach, ma esh ene delik yichidi. Why are Talmidei Chachamim compared to Divrei Torah? Why are Talmidei Chachamim compared to fire? To teach us. Just like Eish cannot burn on its own. And Rashi says, one piece of wood can't burn on its own. To make a fire, you need two or three pieces of wood. Divrei Torah einan miskaimen biyichidi. Divrei Torah also cannot exist by one person. And Rashi says, b'loy chavash yichadedenu. A person, in order for him to grow and become the ultimate Talmid Chacham, needs to learn with friends in order to be mechade, to sharpen his understanding of Torah HaKadosha. If we look, the first time the Torah shows us what a chavrusa looked like is in Parshas Bo'i, with Moshe and Aharon. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'al Aharon, Dabru el kol das Yisrael. And Rashi says, Dabru el kol das v'chi Aharon medaber? Was Aharon speaking also? V'aloi kvar nemar atot sedaber. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak. El cholkin kovid zeloze, v'oimrim zeloze lamdeini, v'hadibur yoytim yimein shneim. Look at Moshe and Aaron. They were each giving kovid one to the other. And they were saying one to the other, you teach me. No, you teach me. That is how a chavrusa shaft is supposed to look. That is how two people who are learning together, they should each be looking to hear what the other one has to say. And that's the way to grow. That's the way for a person to sharpen his skills, to sharpen his understanding of Torah. And that way he could come out with the amitos of Torah. And that's how Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains the Mishnah in Paragimel of Masechtas Avos. Reb Chananya ben Trajan Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah harizim moishav leitzim shenemar v'moishav leitzim lo yashav. B'chaim Elazar says it doesn't say there's no Torah there. It says ein beinayim divrei Torah. Rather, each one's learning on their own, and he says v'hu lo'ois ki kol echad misloitzitz al teras chaverei. Each person is making litzanis on his friend's Torah. Aval shnayim sheyoshvim v'yesh beinayim divrei Torah shchina shruya beinayim shenemar oz nidburu yirei Hashem. Ish el re'eyu vayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikasev sefer zikarim lefanov liyirei Hashem lecheshve shemai. And he goes on to explain that when two people are sitting together, it says nidburu, between the two of them, when they each listen to each other and understand what the other one is saying, Torah comes out from between them. Exactly like Rashi says with Moshe and Aaron, that the Torah came out, hadibu yotin ben shneyem, learning with the chavrusa and listening and understanding and hearing what he has to say brings the greatest level of Torah. Have a wonderful day.